We're joined now by Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And Mayor Stevens, thanks for joining us. It's always at this time of the year, whenever we get a winter storm, that I'm always reminded of just how small a staff Hillsborough has when it comes to public works and cleaning the roads, and what a good job they do every single time in terms of getting the roads cleared and keeping everything else going all at the same time. So how did the town get through the storm this time?
Aaron, thank you for the kind words, and I think you're right on target. I think we have, what, 7 folks on our public works crews, and they, sort of stayed late Thursday and went home and then stayed late Friday and worked through the weekend, and they're out today playing, working on the roads, I guess, playing with all their, heavy equipment. They put on the plows on the trucks and getting everything worked hard. So they're joined by utility crews, sewer and water lines and be in good order. So all those crews are out helping our public works. We've plowed all the streets that are under town maintenance at least once, some twice. They've given lots of extra attention to our facilities, parking lots, and the hills, and to intersections, and some of the most traveled places, and some of the places on hills that might be the most dangerous. But there's a limit. They did not really do any plowing until Sunday. Mm-hmm. And it was just, we realized if we started plowing, one, they gave it a go to see how it would work, and two, was even too difficult for their, and not safe for their trucks. The second thing is to realize when you're plowing, it's just uncovering the ice underneath and actually made the conditions worse. So we didn't want to do the plowing until it was going to actually be effective.
Yeah, and that's the real danger when you get a storm like this. With snow, it's easy enough to plow, but when you're plowing the snow and there's a layer of ice underneath, then it's just as well to just leave it there until it starts to melt, right?
Indeed.
Yeah.
And my sense about Hillsborough with neighbors and folks is people just kind of hunkered down. Mm-hmm. I was out and about a little bit today, and people were just grateful that they had power the entire time.
Yep.
And were warm, and some businesses were open, the Wood Nickel and the Weave did a nice job of providing the necessities for folks here. But most people just sort of closed, and just lots and lots of folks out sledding and enjoying some time, or working from home and having power on and heat on and just kind of watching out for neighbors. It seemed like it went very smoothly. Our police department reported that things were very, very quiet, even including, not too many concerns about accidents and things, at least in the Hillsborough jurisdiction. So, we just hunkered down and kind of went through it, and now we're starting to get ourselves back to a little bit of normalcy for the winter.
So there's still a little bit of, we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, there's still a little bit of snow and ice and slush and everything out there. So we talked about this last year, I remember, in the context of the winter storms and the snows and the ices that we got then, but who is actually responsible, just as a reminder, for clearing off the sidewalks? We know who's responsible for taking care of the streets. How about the sidewalks?
Well, the private property is the just the property owners need to do that. Mm-hmm. The town of Hillsborough does clean town-maintained streets, but we do not do sidewalks. And so the folks, if you have a sidewalk in front of your home or business and want to see it cleared, that's something that people privately need to take care of. And I'm seeing about half the sidewalks in downtown Hillsborough being cleared off. And there are a few in-town roads that are not in town maintenance. Churton Street, Nash Street, Oakdale Drive, Hill Street, Cornelia Street. These are roads that are DOT roads, and so they're maintained by DOT. And so we have information on our website. If you have questions about public works and who's responsible for what or what street you're on, you can find that information on the town website at ci.hillsborough.nc.us.
And when it comes to the private property and the private property owners being responsible for the sidewalks, is there any sort of mechanism for enforcement on that? I'm asking because there are people complaining about it on Facebook, as there always are when it comes to a winter storm like this.
I haven't heard it, so no, I don't think we're going around. I think people are do a pretty good job of ones in their interest in taking care of their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't. But Mother Nature sort of takes care of things pretty quickly here anyway.
That's true.
So it's not that I've seen been an enforcement issue, and there's always a few complaints, and I've seen a few things on Facebook. I tell you, though, I have been gratified, though. You started this with talking about how dedicated and hardworking and competent our public works crews and our town employees are, and it's been gratifying to see that recognized in many comments on Facebook and other places. So I'm just glad citizens kind of recognize what the folks there's. Folks who work for them are doing for them. So.
Yeah, they do an amazing job every single time something like this comes around. I'm speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, and things are getting back to normal. Town business sort of coming back into session again. There's a town board meeting scheduled for tonight. Is that still on at the town board?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we will. We will have our town board workshop.
All right.
And have a number of topics, probably three kind of interesting things. We'll receive a report from Trading Path Association, which is really about a cultural site study, just again looking at the what things on town-owned property that we need to start taking care of. We are going to, probably the big thing is we're going to identify our top three. Of course, we use a strategy map and a balanced scorecard as part of in a multi-year budget. Why other towns and municipalities, and most of them do not do this across North Carolina, but we have multi-year planning tools. We have a strategy map which outlines what our goals are. What we find in the next iteration of this, and thanks to the leadership of our town manager and our senior staff, they said, what are our real goals? What is it we really want us to focus on? Because we've got a lot going on here in Hillsborough, and so we're going to do a little exercise in preparation for the budget and continuing to work on the balanced scorecard of just what are the things that are of top priority from the board's point of view. We did a little homework, and what we have so far sort of fallen into, I'd say, five categories. One in connectivity, affordable housing is the second, policing, and then there's then kind of just a catch-all kind of category too from a lot of different things, but that that affordability and connectivity and policing and economic development are kind of the things that are in people's mind. We're going to try to refine that a little bit. We'll see where that conversation goes.
And I really like the idea of really identifying the top three priorities, because, I mean, even when it's a, we have small towns here. We've got Hillsborough, Carrboro, Chapel Hill, still a fairly small town, all things considered. And even then, you find yourself doing or trying to do 37 different things that all need to be tweaked or updated or adjusted or fixed or changed. Really focusing on those top three is a really great way to start the year, I think.
It is. And I am just so impressed, again, with our town manager and our senior staff who are using leadership tools and not just going through the roads but trying to say, well, wait a minute, what does this really mean? What do you really want me to focus on? And we have things like train station and upgrades for town facilities, as the manager says. Some of those things are somewhat on automatic pilot, so you can have your favorite projects that you really like, but what are some things that that will really make a difference, and can we keep our eyes, because if we don't do that, there's just so much going on every day, we'll just get overwhelmed by it. We can really make things happen, like we've done for Riverwalk and some other things. That's because we're really focusing on that's what's important. Now, what we're looking at in the next couple of years.
I'm speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. This meeting is tonight, 7 o'clock in the town barn. We mentioned earlier the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting has been canceled for tonight, but the Hillsborough meeting is still on. And there's one other big item on the agenda that's worth noting. And I know last year, one of the big local stories was when Google Fiber announced that it was coming to the Triangle, and everyone was excited about that. And that was going to be covering all of these towns in the Triangle, but Hillsborough wasn't included in that. But there is going to be an item on the agenda for the board meeting tonight about the feasibility of bringing fiber to Hillsborough through a company called CTC Technology and Energy, right?
Well, at this point, CTC is an independent contractor. They're not part of the communications industry or selling equipment or really they are consultants. And so we're looking at a contract to do a feasibility study of connecting the town facilities to the county facilities in a fiber optic net. Now, you know, certainly this, you know, would be an expensive, but it would be a great upgrade for connecting our town facilities. But the major benefit is this loop might be, could potentially be the backbone that would make it feasible for somebody else to come in, a third-party contractor to come in and do that last mile and be able to provide either high-speed internet or fiber optic or some other kind of connectivity and up in the Hillsborough area and out into the county. And so what we'll be looking at tonight is whether is to approve a contract just to do a feasibility study. We have it in our budget. It seems to be pretty straightforward, but it's important enough we want to be briefed on it and kind of understand what we're getting into. And as far as I know, I think we're likely to move forward and go ahead and approve this contract to study this and see, you know, if this is likely to give us a nice bang for the buck.
So still a little ways down the road, but a potential big step in that direction tonight, right?
Yeah. So, you know, our workshops, you know, we've got a couple of little items and budget transfers to do, and we'll probably make some decisions. But the workshops we tend to reserve for just having a little bit longer discussions about what's going on, what's important. And that's it. You know, let's look at our cultural resources. Let's look at what's our top three. Looking at this fiber optic study will be interesting. Get briefed on that. We will continue. You will see on the agenda and a briefing on a close session just to talk with our attorney to see if there's any update on the Colonial Land, but not really expecting. We're moving forward with making arrangements to get that assessed, and that's going to be a two-month project. Hopefully we'll have some generous time to be thoughtful in our discussions, and we have a really good board. So I think it'll be an interesting meeting, but mostly we're just carrying on the town's business.
Yeah, it sounds good. So that's 7 o'clock tonight, Town Barn. Everyone can come out to that. It's going to be the Hillsborough Board of Commissioners meeting this evening, again, 7 o'clock. And we're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. And before we let you go, shout out about Last Friday coming up this week.
Last Friday, indeed. And thank you for mentioning it. It is the Last Friday Artwork Walk.
Yes.
You know, the galleries are going to be open. I think the weather's going to be good.
It will be, yes.
It's like on the weather report. I have a big show in Alamance that we discussed last week.
Yep.
Thank you. And I have at my gallery, and Elaine O'Neill is going to be a pop-up guest artist. And so she does fabulous work. A lot of folks in Chapel Hill are familiar with her. Eno Gallery always has wonderful things, as does the Hillsborough Gallery of Arts and the Arts Council Gallery itself. So it'll be a lovely evening to come on out. You've been snowbound for a while. Come up to Hillsborough on a Friday evening and get some dinner and perhaps some beverages. Go to the art walk and then stay around for some music at some of our venues downtown or in West End.
Including Wooden Nickel that provides all of the necessities every day.
Very, very important.
All right. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.